All right, gentlemen, we have go ahead, Brian.
Before we do Super Chats, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
We are ND.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, all right, Alex Udell with the first Super Chat of the night, first of many. Thank you very much. Emotional. Go Irish. Oh, baby. Superman. Emotional doesn't even begin to describe it. Okay. C.W. Pura. Thank you so much for the big Super Chat. Appreciate you very much. Thanks, IB staff, for all the hard work this season. Man, Angeli gave all of his heart. He stepped up.
He's such a poised kid.
Yeah, stepped up big time.
So poised. And it's not just the plays, guys. I really do believe that it's his demeanor was needed in that moment. Just the no panic, no rush. You look in his eyes. I mean, the camera goes, and he just looks like, okay, give me the call. All right, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, the offense needed that level of poise, not just a play, man. I mean, all the quarterbacks can throw a check down here. I'm not trying to take anything away from Steve. It's just more about, but that poise was
very
so
calm.
Oh,
that impressed me though. Important. It really did.
It's more important than any throw he made. As I said, none of the throws he made were like, wow, that's such a phenomenal. It's just the demeanor, the calm, just take what they give you. We're fine. There's no panic. The clock's running down. There's no panic.
Right.
It just was, it was huge.
Marcus Briggs, thank you so much for the Super Chat with the score Super Chat. Appreciate that. I got one word to describe this team. Heart. I love Notre Dame.
Nailed it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt. Yeah.
I want to bring this one up here real quick, guys, because this is a big one that I want to bring up.
Oh, I know which one you're coming up with.
From our guy, Trevor Rocket. And Trev, man, I know it's been last year's been really tough for you. Trevor lost his wife, Lindsay, this past year, and she's now with the Lord. She was a believer, and so she's now in the Lord with, you know, Trevor's grandpa, my grandma, Ryan's mom, and I can't thank you enough for this, but he gave us a big Super Chat, and he said, I make this Super Chat in honor of my late wife, Lindsay Rocket, and all I can say is Irish Breakdown has been a great distraction for me for a few years now, but especially this season. Let's get to see the lads get one more and bring this season home. Brian, Vince, Sean, and Trevor, keep doing what makes you guys the best in the business. I also want to say also that, you know, she's got Sean's dad up there looking out for her as well. So we appreciate you, man, and Vince's father as well. It's been a rough one, but we love you, and we are so happy. Someone at the thing today said that this isn't just a show. It's a ministry. It's a community. And I don't know that anyone has ever paid me a greater compliment, Sean, than to say that. And Trevor, we're so thankful that we're here for you, man. And we always will be. And we get to share this together. But I know Lindsay's smiling down on you, brother. So I wanted to get that one. And of course, thank you very, very much for that Super Chat.
No doubt. Matt Norton, thank you for the Super Chat. I love this team. I love Marcus Freeman. I love this fan base. What a game. What a win. I know my dad's smiling up above. He's watching over us. Go Irish.
Love it.
That's fantastic.
I really looked at my wife in the car. I can't believe they won that game. I can't believe they won that game. Like, guys, I'm watching the first half. I'm like, I sat there. I was like, you know, it's been a great, you know what, Trevor, I was thinking at halftime. I was thinking about what you and I talked about the other night, reasons that Notre Dame might lose. And the third one was just the magic runs out.
I would, I was talking about that before the game. I was talking about that with Lauren sitting on the couch, and I was like, I think this might be it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that multiple times during this game. It's like, you know what? I was thinking to myself, look, it's been a great run, man. Like, I've really enjoyed this run. I can't believe they're going to lose this game, but what a seat. Like, I'm already doing that in my head. You know what I mean? Yeah. And thank goodness, don't have to worry about that just yet.
It's best Super Chat of the night.
Lauren turns Jurassic Park shorts. The shorts are off. Oh my.
I gotta tell you what Angela said to me in the car, guys. We got into the car and she looks at me, she goes, for all that trash you talked about Penn State this year, you are so, nobody needed that win more than you did.
she's not wrong, dude.
She was not wrong.
We gave them no respect in the rankings from the Notre Dame.
Well, they just should have been ahead of Notre Dame.
Correct. That's all it is.
No business being ahead of Notre Dame.
Right. Right.
And that team played the butts off. She was not wrong.
They played their butts off. Penn State played their butts off.
Apples to oranges, B.
Yeah.
It's apples to oranges. That's why they were ranked ahead of Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Notre Dame's got the oranges now.
I just love
well played
that their coach is crying about Notre Dame needs to join a conference while also crying about having to travel across the country all the time. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to Notre Dame's world, you clown.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean. Like,
he's also complaining about his hairline.
Well, you don't have a hairline, so just
look, man. To be fair, Marcus Freeman's hairline is sharp, dog. Like that thing is.
I mean, he gets fixed up on the daily, man. Look, like, man,
you want to know the difference in these two teams, though, in all seriousness? Notre Dame puts out their hype video, and it's 100% focused on Notre Dame. There's no mention of Penn State anywhere. Penn State's entire thing was geared towards Notre Dame.
It's it was.
Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame. And at the end, it said beat Notre Dame. And it's like, this is the difference, because Notre Dame is in your head, James Franklin.
Correct.
And Notre Dame's not focused on you. They're focused on them. And that's why this game went their favors. They got better players and all that, but it was like, look, we focus on us and let the rest take care of itself. And you're focused on, you got to find these arbitrary things to kind of get you fired up, and you got to find these low, everybody should be in a conference, blah, 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 you know.
I mean, he was already excuse making before James, the game started.
Yeah, man. James Franklin being the one to tweet out the hype video too, I thought was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like that was odd.
Yeah. I realize he probably doesn't do his own Twitter or whatever, but like, that's just a weird way to put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
I was
like, he was trying to find something for his team to rally around.
It's a lot like Kurt Cignetti was doing before
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Some extra to beat this football team.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it was almost like he was trying to get Marcus Freeman to say something at the press conference.
Oh, he was
not trying to pull something. Know Marcus Freeman very well.
Right. He Marcus is just stoic as always. And then he goes and jumps on Twitter and he's like, oh, Notre Dame. Like, hey, dude, stop. No, it's not going to work. Go play the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? I'll say the same thing to him I said to Kirby Smart and Kurt Cignetti. Enjoy your offseason, cuz.
Right. We're still talking football. So, Shelton Hager 91, thank you so much for the super chat. It says, 33 years old. This officially is the best moment of my ND fandom. Vince, Coach D, Trevor, thank you guys for everything. I found IB right before Vince came on. What a fun ride. I also woke up my whole house screaming.
He's got some little ones, Shelton. Shelton does. So, yeah. He put this super chat out, Sean, before you joined the show. It was 11:30, so that's why we got the love, and you did. You know,
Sheldon,
so you know he loves you.
Found IB right before I came on, so that's a very small window, by the way. Like, that's a 2 month window.
We weren't even. I wasn't even doing live there.
Vince. Correct.
It was just me doing like the recorded videos and all that. So,
yeah,
you were finishing your sentence.
This is true. That's true. My walk on moment for IB started very quickly after you started. But anyway,
you're on full scally now, brother.
That's right. That's right. We should have shown that hype video. All right, DJ Holman, thank you so much for the super chat. How many times did McElroy say he trusted Aller to not make a mistake on the broadcast
before really?
The great?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yes, ignoring the two previous ones that were wiped away by penalty. What a game! Go Irish. Oh, the hype was he actually also said, by the way, and I quote, Drew Aller has all the tools to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. He's not ready yet, but just when we're talking physical tools, right? Physical tools, 6'5", 230. He made some big, we talk about his pet. He made some big time runs tonight. Big arm. You know, he's not a franchise quarterback right now, right? He's not. Just like Bo Nix wasn't in 2022, but he became one in 2023. He's got all the tools to be one. He isn't one yet. But I do think the physical tools are there, but he's got a long way to go. But again, guys, Notre Dame's secondary and defense has done this to a lot of really good quarterbacks. So, but it's just like you're going to talk about, I trust him not to make mistakes. Can you watch Notre Dame this year? I
mean, he threw three picks this year.
Forget your feeling of Drew Aller. Have you watched Notre Dame this year? This is what they do.
They force you into mistakes.
This is what they do. I trust him not to make mistakes. Okay, we're watching a different football game.
Mm-hmm.
Different football game. I'll say this. I still think people are evaluating, and I met Josh Pate tonight, finally in person.
Really?
And we were talking about, because I like Josh, and we were chatting, and I said, hey, thanks for coming on my show this summer. And I said, you know, before, back when Notre Dame fans still liked you.
That's true.
He laughed. And I said, but do me a favor, keep picking against Notre Dame, you know, because we're enjoying that. But
was he wearing a really tight t-shirt when you saw him?
No, he when he goes to games, he puts a jacket on and he was dressed nice.
Just but, curious.
This is on a roll tonight.
I like Josh, but I definitely let him know that, you know, but I think Josh falls victim to this as well. I still think there's a lot of people that are evaluating Notre Dame on what they were and not what they are.
Agreed. And it's the Notre Dame they all grew up with.
Which so, I mean, get it.
I get it too. Look, we've been trying to coax Notre Dame fans out of that all season, right? Sure. So, I mean, I get why national people still have that feeling. They're wrong, but they still have
it. But it's not disrespect. It's not hate. It's you know,
I get
it's
it.
Like Greg McElroy. Greg McElroy is a very different analyst when he's doing TV with Sean McDonough than when he's on his radio or podcast. Because I think he's excellent when he's doing his radio or podcast stuff. And I'm not just saying that because I was all with him and Cole Kubelik the other day. I'm saying that because I genuinely believe that, which is why some of the stuff we hear during games is a little disappointing because it's like, dude, that's not the great analysis you give in your show. Maybe he's just saving all his best stuff for a show. Could be it. Wow, that's a big one. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, Eric Carroll, thank you very much for the super chat. Hardest fought win of the season so far. Very proud of this team and proud to be a fan of the Irish. Agreed. Yeah. Thank you so much for that super chat too, man.
Got another big one from Devin Holdeman. Devin, thank you so much. Let's go Irish, my dude. I'm with you, man.
This is great.
I'm with you.
You guys are awesome.
Miles Whitaker.
Love it.
Miles is fired up. He's fired up. I like this one from Handicart Mexican. Thank you for your super chat. Penn State fan here.
GG's. Good game.
Good game
to y'all. Go get that championship. I appreciate you, man.
That's respect, right, man. There. I appreciate that very
That's
much.
That's class right there. No doubt about it, man. I just want to knock out a few of these here, Vince.
Yeah.
Sean O'Kane with a super chat. Super thank sticker. You so. Thank you so much.
From north of the border. Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate that. So I just wanted to get a couple of those. Nitesh Gudapati, thank you very, very much for that super sticker, man. We appreciate you very much. Kirk Patrick with one. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kirk, for your super chat. We appreciate you. My dude, K. Grant.
Boom!
Stepping up with a big one, man. I appreciate you. He says, go Irish, man. And that's really all that's necessary tonight is just go Irish. I mean, it is just what a beautiful, beautiful night, guys. Wolfhound with a super sticker. Thank you very, very, very much. This one is about – we don't need to say anything else to this, guys. EJ Blyer. Is that – the Blyer Vince?
Oh, Blyler. It's Ed.
Blyler.
That's my. I was at Ed's house tonight.
Yeah.
Put a nice spread together, by the way.
Franklin
great chicken legs.
Is a and, bag.
So I'll just leave it. I'll leave it at that. That's good stuff. Thanks for the hospitality, Ed.
There you go.
That was good.
Myth Randrier. As a PA resident, I can't wait until work tomorrow. One more. He's going to be doing the Vince McMahon, you know,
thing,
mm-hmm. you know, meme. That's so going to be him tomorrow.
100%.
No question. Brian B., my dude, this goes to the closest game pick. Love IB Nation. Appreciate you very, very much. Stooch 66, appreciate you very much for the super sticker there, man. Be fast. Legends are made from halftime adjustments.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Facts. Iden Benami with a super chat. Thank you, man. Gap is closed, baby. Not yet. The gap is closing. But there's still work to be done, my
friend. There is. There's no awards for second place.
Nope. Laura Dern's Jurassic Park shirts. Riley Leonard, who?
Oh, I love it.
Appreciate that one.
Love Ben
Beezer 12 washing beard. Like Coach Boone said, who's your daddy? There's no doubt.
Ah,
Notre Dame's the ACC champs this year. They're the well, I can't say they're the Big Ten champs just yet.
Well, they're so the far. SEC champs.
They're the SEC champs. So well, we can't, you know, gotta say that. You know, we'll see who wins this game tomorrow.
But that's true. Good
BK
point.
BK from ND with a super chat. Thank you so much. I am happy. That is all. I think we
get that
we are with you, my man. Sean O with a big super chat. Thank man. It's huge. Sean, I appreciate you, man. Just love. One more. Go Irish, bro. I appreciate that very, very much. I'm just trying to knock some of these out real quick, guys.
No, that's okay.
Nerd for life. This team refuses to lose. Love these kids. This is probably my favorite team since the Lou Holtz era. Oh, just enjoying, like, even a guy like Jaden Greathouse, guys. I mean, that guy went from – he was supposed to be their number one receiver last year. Now he's just a rotational guy.
Mm-hmm.
But has there ever been anyone that's ever played at Notre Dame that's had a higher hit rate and big play opportunities than Jaden Thomas? He doesn't – it's like he only gets targeted. It's like Mike Denbrock's like, hey, Jaden, we're only going to give you the ball in a huge situation. Outside of that, you're not going to touch the ball. And he's like, got you, coach. And he steps up and makes those plays. I love that kid. Man, I love watching that kid play. There's so many of those guys. So many of those guys on this football team. They're just super, super fun to watch, guys. Got a super sticker from Pavel Detisic. I hope I got that one right. My guy Reza with a super chat. What a game.
Oh, no doubt.
I got
doubt.
To meet him at the Indiana tailgate, Vince.
Oh, nice. He
was one of the people at the Indiana tailgate.
Nice.
Ida Banami, Jesus blessed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen to that, my brother. Pavel Detisic, you guys deserve way more than this. One more win. Hey, brother, we appreciate anything y'all.
Doesn't matter. Man.
We appreciate you. All y'all. Ryan Olenek, this one's for Money Mitch. Go Irish.
One of my favorite things, I think it was, I don't remember if it was the Here Come the Irish documentary or if it was one of those deals that they do at the end. I think it was one of the ones that they do at the end of each game. But after he hit a kick, he comes over and he's like, I'm back.
Yes.
Like dude, Indiana. Like at that point moving forward, I was like, that
he's
guy
good.
Right there.
He's good.
You know,
he's good. Love that kid. Yeah. Chris McCall, similar to our 77 team with our QB, just has it. I'm with you. Justin with a super chat. Thank you. Christian Gray, all caps. I mean, nothing else needs to be said.
There it is.
It's not often that we're pretty much most of us are all on the same page. Jimmy Page with a super chat. Thank you, Jeter.
Yeah, man.
You said it. You said it. Ida Banami, sing it loud, boozy voice, independent. I love it. Freaking love that. That's the kind of pettiness that we can appreciate.
Yes,
here.
That's what I'm here for.
And Nitesh Gudapati, thank you. The J-Love touchdown, best play in the game for me. I think that I think I told you guys, a buddy of mine said that play symbolized this game, this team in this game.
It's gritty.
Just refused to be denied. Right, we're back up. We're back up top, Vince. So we're able to knock out.
All right. Feel free to keep knocking. Here we go. A. Reagan, thank you so much for the super chat. Back-to-back New Year's Six Bowl champs. I told y'all. Hope you guys pre-ordered the Orange Bowl champs gear. One more to go. Love you guys at IB and go Irish.
Thank you, man. Yeah, he did call that last week. He did.
Ray Price, thank you for the big super chat. Appreciate you very much, Ray. Thank you, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and thank you, IB. What a season. We need just one more win. One more.
Yes.
See, now I'm getting greedy. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
you're here now.
Exactly. Like,
didn't come this far just to come this far, baby.
Being right. Like, they're playing with house money. Like, let's go. Like, let's play this thing.
Trevor let me down the other day. He didn't catch this reference, but it's just like what the great Jake Taylor said. Nothing else left to do except to win the whole freaking thing.
Darn right. Darn right.
You're here.
Go Indians.
You're here. Lucky Ducks 512. Great House was clutch when it mattered.
Big time.
Second 100-yard game of his career, I think. No, he didn't have one. He almost had one against Wake last year. But, man, they needed that. I mean, but, guys, that's been there all year. Greathouse could have put up way better numbers this year if he was just focused on more. And I'm hoping that this game kind of is like, hey, Riley, this has been there all year. You may want to use this on the 20th.
Man.
Is that guy?
I mean, hey, whatever, man. I don't care when you use it at this point.
Yeah. I mean, Trev, we talked about that during the week, though. Like, some pass catchers got to step up. We flat out said somebody's got to step up in the pass game. And you know what? Tonight, like, three guys did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buddy Gabrick, thank you so much for the super chat. This team made me eat my words in the free for all chat. Great fight. Much respect to everyone on the team. Never quit. Well, there was a lot of people in the free for all chat that were not feeling it when they were down to nothing.
I'm sure of why they're in the free for all chat.
I stay so far away from the free for all chat during games because it just makes me mad.
Yeah. Bench everyone, fire everyone. Oh, great win.
Not wrong. Aiden Benami, thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. From Summer IB shows all the way to the Natty. I love IB Nation so much. I love ND so much. I love this team so darn much. Atlanta bound. We're dreaming, baby.
I got to tell you, before the game, Angela was like, hey, should I go book our flights for Atlanta? I'm like, hey, can you pump the brakes a little bit on that one? Like, can we play the game first?
So we have faith, Ange.
I love that woman. And we're getting in the car, and she's like, so should I go book them now? And I'm like, can we just get back to the hotel, right? I need you to get the directions on we're going back to the hotel. But yeah, she's ready to roll, man. She's ready to roll. But not
so ready to roll.
Love this team.
That right now.
This team is so much fun to watch. So much fun to watch.
John A1, thanks for the super chat. Haven't seen a short yardage TD run like Love since Deshaun Foster's TD run versus the Eagles in the 04 NFL Championship. Wow.
It's impressive. He was really hard in the second half of this game. Really hard.
Mm-hmm. When they came out and they were just firing him up the middle, I mean, and then just picking up chunks of yards each time, it's like, okay. Like, that made me feel so much better coming out of halftime. So much better. A. Clayton 47, thanks for the super chat. I see what you did there, 1988. How? Seriously, how did that happen? Love the fight, grit, never give up attitude. I was wrong about Freeman. I apologize. Go Irish. There's a lot of that going around. You're not alone, dude.
This was a game where, honestly, they shouldn't have won.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like if you were to explain everything that happened in this game, couldn't run the ball, gave up over 200 yards rushing, had two really bad turnovers that led to two Penn State touchdowns. We go through all these different things and you're like, oh, they won the game. And Penn State went 2-for-2 on fourth down in the first. I mean, and they won the game.
Look, on paper, if you held, I said this earlier. You must not have been on. If you hold up Penn State stats for this game. And you say that Notre Dame is -1 in the turnover battle. You're like, oh, well, Penn State won the game. Great season, guys. Like, it was great. But they found a way to win this game. You know, found a way. Aiden Benami with another one. Thank you so much. Mitch Jeter and Steve Angeli literally sum up our whole team capitalized.
It's a great team. It is. Yep. Great observation, Aiden.
Miles Whitaker, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, Miles. Who wins an Orange Bowl down 2 in turnovers? Our guys. High honors to the team and to head coach Marcus Freeman. Christopher Hardy with the score super chat. Appreciate you, Christopher. So impressed by this team. I don't care who we face in the championship. I've got all the faith in the world in these guys. They got that dog in them. And I don't mind saying I was crying at the end.
Let's
get this natty.
That's freaking awesome.
I get it, man.
I promise you weren't alone, brother.
No doubt.
I was more in shock, honestly, than anything. Just like, wow, I can't believe. When they got stopped, and I'm like, okay, Penn State's got this last chance. They're going to overtime, and they're gassed. They're going to go overtime, and they're just gassed. Penn State's going to lean on them. And then when Christian Gray made that pick, I was like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
What? And that's the final. I was like, okay, they're going to win. Because Vince has already called it Jeter for the W. I was like Lynn Swan at the end of Waterboy, like looking at Vince like Vicky Valancourt, like what? Like that's what it's gonna be. 27-24, Mitch Jeter walk off. That's what it's gonna be.
That's what it's gonna be. I like that. Maltavius, thanks for the super chat. This one is for Salty Virginia Peanuts, the great one.
Oh, you know Salty was at home going crazy.
Oh. He's still in the chat, so he's still going crazy, which it's about time he got paid. He got this one paid off.
Yeah.
John A1, thanks for the super chat. I'm in shock. Penn State was more physical, forced turnovers, still won. They were more physical in the first half, for sure.
Yeah, not the second.
Right. David Jones, thanks for the super chat. Wow, O-line was iffy, but did enough that mattered.
We'll have a lot to say about the O-line when we do the upon further review. Sure. For sure, yeah.
GU Knight 75, thanks for the super chat. Jagasaw was ripping heads off out there. Next man up. He was. He played, from what I can tell, watching it live, he played a heck of a game. Played a heck of a game.
Yeah, he had a lot of pent-up frustration. He was releasing on those poor Penn State boys.
Yeah. Yeah,
remember that. Remember when we were talking, I think, after one of the games, we were like, yo, what if 56 never got hurt? How comfortable do you think Riley Leonard would have been from,
right,
from day one on? You know what I'm saying? Like, and not then wrong. He comes back and does this, like just throwing it to service and dominates. Just, that just shows he's probably a more elite guard than he is a tackle. But that's debatable because, I mean, he has the talent to be an elite tackle as well. Mm-hmm. So if that's your left tackle, Riley's probably back there patting the ball, surveying, feeling really comfortable instead of going through some of the trials he went through early in the season because he didn't feel protected from the left side. It just goes to show you, man, this team is bleeping amazing, man.
Charles just likes bowl games. That's what we've got to learn. He just likes playing bowl games.
You're right. He like,
you know, he just likes playing.
Like, forget the regular season. I'll just get up for bowl games.
That's right.
And shout out, because he wasn't supposed to be back.
No.
So shout out to the staff getting him ready. And
Steve Rolfe, survive in advance. Amen, brother. That's all you got to do. Trevor said it when the final season was like, I'm just so glad we don't have to worry about style points anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they have one more game to go. They can win it 2-0. Guess who wins the national championship? I do not care. I don't care about style points. I don't care how it gets done. I told Lauren at halftime, I was like, I don't care what the score is. They just have to win this football game.
Mm-hmm.
They could win it 11-10. I don't care.
Yeah.
Thank goodness all that's over.
Sorry about that. All right. Lucky Ducks 512. Thanks for the super chat. Crazy stat. Penn State wide receivers had 0 catches, 0 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Wild stuff,
dude. It is a crazy stat. Even though we've said it like 13 times, it doesn't matter.
He put this up before.
Right. No, right. But yeah. Zach Martin, thank you for the super chat. When Brian's back, coming from Bama rant now, seeing how the OGs felt and how the team plays now, it was always just right there, go Irish.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Wayback Machine, right, for us.
The first live show we ever did.
Yeah.
Bama to now. And we were actually talking about that, Vince, at the get-together today.
Oh, really?
I was like, you know, because there was a couple people that I've met several people like, hey, that's when I found you, is when, you know, you guys did that. And some people are like, when Brian Kelly left that show. But
that was a big one.
I was telling people, like we weren't planning on going live that night, but I called Vince like late in the game and I was like, we're going live. He was like, how do we do? Can we even go live? I was like, figure it out. We're going live.
We did.
Because I got some things to say.
Yeah, we figured it out.
It was 4 years ago.
Those were the two kind of big nights for the company, I would say. Yeah. That one and then the Brian Kelly night where I was at Riley High School. And yeah. I get a text that he quit. And I just ran up to I was at a basketball game. I ran up to my classroom. We did the show from there. And I got kicked out by the janitors at like 11:30, because we were just going. And we picked up a lot of people that night as well. So,
yes, we did.
Gotta
yes,
love it. Did. But gotta love
you think about it though, like the team that played not to lose against Bama.
Yeah.
This team is now.
Oh my gosh. My gosh. Chris Allen, thank you for the super chat. Go Irish. What a comeback. 2 O-linemen go down. Angeli got a key. 3. And we're going to Atlanta. See you boys there. Party like it's 1988.
We're gonna.
Can't wait. Josh Phillips, thanks for the super chat. Got the flu. No problem. Down 10. No problem. Down 2 linemen. No problem. Riley goes out. No problem. Love, not 100%. No problem. Team is resilient.
Yes, no doubt about that.
That's the storyline, man. That's the narrative of this.
They just refuse to lose.
Yeah.
My buddy Jeff, he's like, this team just refuses to get beat. They refuse to lose. And the thing is, you can't make a mistake against them, because if you give them that opportunity, if you give them that little window to get back in the game, they're going to get back in the game and beat you. That's what we learned tonight anyway. We didn't know that before because they haven't been in the game where they trailed since September 7th.
Jason Villalobos, thank you so much for the super chat. Love this team. Our boys played with grit, guts, and a ton of heart. They were warriors tonight. Go Irish, win the whole effing thing.
Love it. Love the Major League reference.
Right. Lisa Robinson, thanks for the super chat. Sneed covered the tight end on the interception. Amazing.
Yeah, it's great coverage. He's turned into – he's like – the last month and a half of the season, or the last 5-6 games, he's really started to turn it on and been a playmaker. Did the same thing against Georgia, first played a game last week. I mean, just you're like, this kid's turned into a playmaker. It's huge. He's another guy that's accepted his role. Like, this is what I'm asked to do. I'm doing this, this, and this. And then he goes out there and he just does it. I just love the maturity he's shown.
Yeah.
Really do.
Is it Rise Briner or Riz Briner? Not sure. Reese Briner. Okay, I'll go with that. Thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it.
That's not a guy for the Major League Baseball player, right? Reese.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that. Yeah. So anyway, that's the gutsiest win I've ever seen from a Notre Dame team. The magic is alive. We're going to the Natty.
That's right. Can't believe it, dude. They're going to play for the national championship.
That's incredible.
And it'll still be true after we go to bed, believe it or not. Like, it's going to be – I'm going to wake up and be like, does this happen?
Yeah.
All right. AST12321, thanks to the Super Chat. Coach Freeman gave us something we haven't had in my life twice in one season. The team is something else. I want it all, but this is still goated.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I love this next Super Chat, guys. This is one of my favorites of the night.
From C-Rod. Thanks for the super chat, C-Rod. Can only give $5. I got to save my impending triple bypass after this game. One of the greatest games I've ever seen, not just Notre Dame game. That's appreciate great. I mean, this thing went back and forth like the whole game. The whole game. It was punch, counterpunch, punch, counterpunch. Like,
that was a 31-point fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The game was nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, look, guys, we said it earlier. Penn State deserves a lot of credit. Those kids played their butts off too. This was two really good football teams that went at each other tonight.
Correct.
Two really good football teams.
Lucky Ducks 512. Thanks for the super chat. This is the game where people can't make an excuse for why Notre Dame won.
You would think that.
Oh, they'll find a way.
Just wait. To say, follow me on Twitter at @TTro5. You'll hear a lot of them tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you're I can't wait for tomorrow because Trevor saves receipts and the day after big games, that's when Trevor's a great follow, by the way. Yeah. Not that it's not always that way. It's especially good the day after a big game. Just saying.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Berto 2121. Thanks for the big super chat, Berto. Appreciate you very much. 3-0 in the playoffs. 2 wins over Big Ten teams, 1 over the SEC champs, keeping $14 million and counting to themselves. Hey, Franklin, join a conference, my backside. He's not wrong. You're not wrong, Berto.
I want to be petty, but I don't know if I should.
It's 254. You can be as petty as you want.
Can we say this, that Marcus Freeman's won more big games in the last 3 weeks than Brian Kelly won in 11 years?
Boom! Where's the bell?
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. And as many as Franklin has won as well, by the way. Just can throw that in there too. So, AST12321, thanks for another super chat. Wild, Notre Dame had more receptions from our corners than Penn State had from their wide receivers. Give Mickens a blank check.
I didn't think about it that way. Like, Notre Dame's corners caught more balls in this game than Penn State's receivers did.
Well, Jack Kaiser. Yeah, I was going to say, you took the word right out of my mouth, Trevor. So did Jack Kaiser. That's right. I'm saying.
I think some Penn State D linemen touched the ball tonight more than their receivers did.
I was just about to say. Yeah.
ICURN with Irish Luck. Thank you so much for the super chat. Missed call on the Warren push off against Shuler, but then call the PI on Shuler, but can't keep Notre Dame down. and Justin Sudden a way to win.
I'm not sure. Found a way to win. Somehow.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll take it. John A1, thanks for the super chat. The pass pro in the second half was the best it's been all year and opened up the pass game. It was good.
That was good.
It was good.
It was a much improved in the second half.
Yeah, I was about to say it was the best of the playoffs. I'll say that.
Yeah, there was a couple snaps late on the drive before the game winner.
Right,
that was faltered then.
Yeah,
yeah. But outside of that, I mean, getting them to that point, they had done a really nice job.
Right,
much better job.
How did you guys feel about that? I'm glad you said that drive right there with 55 seconds, but when they got into Penn State territory. Were you shocked that Denbrock actually threw the ball instead of running it and forcing Penn State to use timeouts?
I thought they were too far away from field goal territory to be running the ball there.
Not like settling it, but I just felt like you could still run the ball on second down, force them to take a timeout, and then still convert on third down, throwing the ball. You know, because you could do both things simultaneously and still give yourself time to get in the field goal range. It worked out for the best. It was just one of those things with back-to-back passes, I was like, that stopped the clock.
I
was like,
I would have utilized some sort of quick pass or a screen on that third down. I'm not running anything deep down the field because Penn State was pinning their ears back. Their goal was to get them out of field goal range. So I don't have an issue with the passing. I have an issue with the pass play that was called, right? Like that's more for – That's more where I'm at.
I thought there were some quick throws that Riley could have gone to on that play as well. Like, he needs to do a better job of seeing that. There's a couple times tonight where I thought that he had something underneath and he got a little too aggressive, which, you know what, I'd rather take that than what we'd seen in the past where he was just completely unwilling to throw the ball down the field.
Sure.
I'll live with that to a degree.
Christopher Hardy, thank you for the super chat. Amen, Vince. A statue in the goog of one man with his hand down, ready for the snap, and a line of men, helmets on and striding forward to be the next man up. Telling you, man, next man up is more than just a phrase this year for this Notre Dame team. And it's more than a cliche, I can tell you that much. Joe M., thanks for the super chat. History is written by conquerors, and we are holding the pen. A line from Marcus Freeman's halftime speech needs to be etched somewhere on campus.
That will be on his statue after he retires.
Yes.
And they look back on his national 100%.
Championship. 100%. I'll go get it tattooed on me tomorrow.
Well, why don't you wait till the 21st?
Right, right.
Hey, man. Listen, this is a historic run for me. Like, I have, like, again, I mean, great. Yeah.
I love that.
Trev's like on big win overload. I mean,
seriously.
I was about to say, like, look, I'm pumped for the national championship game. I am. Yeah. I need a break. My heart has just been like,
Sean are old heads. We still remember West Virginia in 89 and or in the 80 to Miami 88. You know, I mean, we stood. Trev's like, man, like, I've had more big wins in the last week than I've had my whole life.
Legit. Legitimately. Like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Sean, you got to run. Jay, you got to run. You got to preach tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
No, tomorrow is Friday. So, yeah, funeral. That's
right. No, it's a funeral service.
Hey, Sean, I appreciate you being with us tonight, man.
Hey, we'll go Irish.
Go Irish.
Get it.
See you, Sean. Yes, thanks for hanging with us, man.
All right.
Oh, hello. All right, Isaiah Lehman, thank you so much for the super chat. This is the most fun win of my life. Also, Jagasaw was moving,
yes,
dude.
He was.
House money, hashtag go Irish. Love it. Stephen B., thanks for the super chat. Well, I'm an idiot. Also, Angeli Truthers Unite. That's great. I'll have
thanks for that, Stephen like B. That.
Big Hoss, huge win, guys. Love this team and the resilience. Just curious about seeing little to no Bo Collins today. Can't wait to see what the social media team cooks up for the Natty.
Oh, God, they're good. Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get more on Bo Collins when we talk to Marcus Freeman at his press conference in a couple days. I would assume that that's probably going to be on Saturday, but I could be wrong. We'll learn more about injuries, Bo Collins, like all of the above. Those aren't questions you ask after a game like this.
Right. You just we'll find out.
Full Life, thank you for the super chat. This was the type of instant classic Notre Dame usually loses. Not under Marcus Freeman. Go Irish.
Well, Notre Dame has lost recently in recent history. These are the kind of games they used to win all the time when Sean and I were kids. And I'm just glad you guys get to it.
It's a long time ago.
10, 11, 12. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
That's like, it's just great that Marcus Freeman's restoring the Notre Dame what it should be.
Mm-hmm. Alex Flagstead, thanks for the super chat. Started listening to y'all the day BK left. Haven't gone a day without IB since. New board member as of Christmas. Just wanted to say thank you, IB. Y'all make this so much more fun. Thanks, Alex. It's more fun because you're here too.
I appreciate that very, very much. Appreciate that very, very much. Had somebody that we met from the I got a chance to meet Deco today at the get together. Was leave a super chat. Gotta love this IB family. Great get together this afternoon. Had so much fun meeting y'all and great game. Guys, we went to this little sports bar. It's like sports grill. It's literally just called Sports Grill. And it's like this, it's like part of a shopping center.
Hmm.
And we've had good reviews. And I'm like, I don't know this is gonna be good. And guys, it was phenomenal. And found out the owner's a Notre Dame fan.
Oh,
born and raised in Miami, but Notre Dame fan. But like, even like they had waffle fries that were phenomenal. Mm. Their fries were great. The wings were some of the best wings I've literally ever had in my life.
I haven't eaten in hours. Don't do that.
It was so good.
I was about to say, man.
So good.
A little too good.
So good. Sean O, my dude. Appreciate you. Bet Irish. My dad wanted to bet on this game. And I was like, I don't want him to bet. But I mean,
I give advice, but I haven't bet anything myself. Yeah. Full Life. Wow. With a full super chat. Thank you very much, sir. Full Life. Appreciate you very, very much. 3 years ago, I was celebrating Marcus Freeman winning the head coaching job at Notre Dame on this channel. Now, after many ups and downs, our predictions about where he could lead this program have come true. Can't put this feeling into words. Go Irish.
Well, we're going to hopefully spend the offseason trying to put it into words.
Yeah, exactly. I hope late into the night on the 20th, into the 21st, we're putting it into words, but we got time to worry about that.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, very much so. Miles Whitaker, thanks for the super chat. Vince is right. That's it. We can just stop reading now. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Vince is right. Angeli nailed his role tonight. He may never play another game for Notre Dame, but he is cemented in my memory.
100%.
I love that. 100%. I love that. Because you know what? You know what else is cemented in my memory? You know, Tyler Buchner on the fake kick, you know, fake punt. You know, all of these different pieces that put this team together that one guy did or, you know, something along those lines. Those are all cemented in my memory forever because everybody has a part in this thing, man. Like all the way through, everybody's got a part in this. And Angeli just etched his name right next to all those other guys that are winning games for Notre Dame. So, yeah, 100%.
Love it.
Stooch 66, thank you so much for the super chat. The Irish were the better team. They don't ever give up. They have each other's backs all the time. I was a freshman at Notre Dame in 93. I'm finally feeling like I did on November 13th, 1993 again.
That was your Miami, Vince, correct?
Right.
Yeah. That was your 88 Miami for me, was that win over Florida State.
That that's the first one I remember. You know what I mean? It's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
Adam Soyson, thank you so much for the super chat, Adam. What a way to celebrate what would have been my grandpa Richard Soyson's 100th birthday. From up above, he saw that kick moving outright and just blew it back in. Thank you, work, guys. Love thee and go Irish.
That's awesome, Adam. Thank you for sharing that with us, man. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, Adam, thanks,
really
buddy.
Appreciate that, man.
Dr. Thelonious McGee, thank you very much for the super chat. My fam are Subway alums who've never been lucky enough to even be on campus. We've loved Notre Dame for 7 decades. My dad loved Freeman. I wish he was still here to see this. Go Irish forever.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. I wish he was too. I wish he was too. But he had the belief. He had the belief in Freeman. Hey, Vince, another person that I got to meet today, Bronx Indy fan. Got to meet him. Came with his wife and his daughter. It's great to meet them as well. OMG, this team is all heart. Love you, IB, for hosting a great get-together. Loves TD Run. I lost my voice.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet. Yeah, it was just a great win. But it was awesome meeting you and so many. Just Your Ordinary Joe was there with his wife today.
Got a chance to meet his
wife. Yep, got a chance to meet his wife today. But yeah, it was awesome, man. So many great people today.
Red Bearded Eagle, thanks for the super chat. I'll admit it, for a long part of this game, thought the boys ran out of juice for the year, but this team just absolutely refused to lose. Love the.
You're not alone. Yeah, I think we've all admitted it at one point in time. We're like, this isn't it. They just, they ran out of juice, like he said. 100% agree.
Red Bearded Eagle with another one. Loves Grown Man TD Run. Perfectly sums up this team as a whole. Just sheer will, guts, and an absolute refusal to lose. Zero give up in these guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yep.
Sean O with another massive super chat. Thank you very much. You cannot be a fan of college football and not watch this show. Every minute is gold. Real and balanced. Try to be.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I appreciate that.
Sean, you're killing it, man. Appreciate you. Sean O with another super chat. Hang on. Where do we get the IB Quarter Zips website?
I'm putting a link into the chat below.
Nice.
But yes, you can buy those.
They're clutch too, Sean. I'm telling you that right now. They are worth.
I wore my navy blue one tonight.
Yeah, they're Trent, worth the price of admission.
Right now, right? And then Vince, you've got a couple.
I've got mine upstairs. Yeah.
Trev, you got two now, right? You
got. He's got a gray one.
Yep. Sure do.
I dig the gray one. That's a nice one.
Which ones do you have, Vince?
I have the white one.
Okay. We'll talk this week.
Yeah, buddy.
Get you one of the gray ones.
Sean Oak. Dang, Sean. Dude, love it. Another big super chat. We already read this one.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
But still, thanks again, Sean.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Tyler Evans, thanks for the super chat. Was it me or did Drew Aller pass fall under throw most of the night?
I mean, not all the time. He had some that were underthrown. He had a couple overthrows. I mean, he had Nicholas Singleton beat Jaden Osborne on a wheel route that might have scored if he doesn't overthrow him.
The one pass that Nicholas Singleton dropped down in the red zone that ended up Penn State kicking that
should have caught it.
That ball was like put on his hip. Like, I mean, it was not a good ball. But again,
he still should have caught it. But he's back here. Like that's, and then when you're running this way and it's back, like that's a tough catch. Still needs to be caught.
Yep, 100%.
Sharp, I got big super chat. Got a chance to meet Sharp also today, which is awesome. He was down in New Orleans last week and was also at the game today. And I believe he said he'll be at the game next week.
Wow.
So it's great meeting you today. Loved getting a chance to speak with you and talk with you. Didn't know this. He played at Stanford.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. But it's great meeting you today. Never doubted it. I wish I had your faith.
Seriously.
I got to admit, I did not.
The doubt creeped in for me.
It 100% did. 100% did. Another one from my guy, Tyler Evans.
Hey, Penn State. You can chant, "We are Penn State," but we are going to the national championship.
We are going home.
Yeah,
that's Penn State's chant.
Yeah, we are going to enjoy the offseason.
Notre Dame also now has the all-time lead on Penn State. Serious lead.
Yes, they do, because it was tied up. It was tied up. S stops 7. Thanks for the super chat. Pennsylvania guys, surrounded by PSU fans. A loss might have killed me. I'm so impressed how Marcus Freeman and the crew didn't flinch. I certainly did. I think Penn State outplayed Notre Dame in many areas, but they would not die. Culture.
Yeah. I mean, whole first half, guys. Look, Penn State thoroughly outplayed Notre Dame
the
first half of that game.
They did.
Thoroughly. But they, as he said, would not die.
Love
another one from S Stops.
Appreciate you for another super chat. Also, I'm a fourth grade teacher in a very small school. The third and fifth grade teachers had their classes come down and chant, "We are." As tired as I am, I can't wait for tomorrow.
I met a guy today. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was Tom that said his wife he's retired now, but his wife still teaches. And they had a thing this weekend, school in Pennsylvania, I believe is where it is. And every teacher wore blue and white. And his wife goes to school rocking blue and gold.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Jake or Jack. It's Jack Pothast. Thank you so much for the massive super chat. Appreciate you very much.
Big this time, is a Jack.
34-year-old fan. This feels different than 2012 and other two playoff appearances. Do y'all agree and why?
Well, it does, because this team feels like they actually have a chance to win these type of games. That's the difference. I mean, that's really is. It's like that Notre Dame 2012 team was so much fun to watch because they played with so much heart, and Manti had one of the best individual seasons you've ever seen. But, I mean, you just kind of knew, like, boy, they had some great wins, some fortunate wins, and the ball bounced their way, and the comeback went over Pitt, and, you know, the late game, Tommy comes off the bench against, you know, Purdue, and they grinded out a 3-point win over BYU, and you just kind of knew, like, that team didn't necessarily have the athleticism. This team just kind of can beat you so many different ways, and this team is just – it's the first time – and part of it's because Notre Dame's better, but part of it is there is no 2019 LSU, 2018 Clemson, there is no 2012 Bama in this year in college football for a million reasons. But you just feel like this Notre Dame team can compete with anybody. And that those teams couldn't. And I think, to me, that's why, Jack. That's why this team feels different than 2012. Because, like, that team was just kind of like, boy, they were every week something in store and winning close games. And this team just goes out there and handles business. And you feel like they can compete with anybody. And I don't know that I felt that about a lot of other than the 2015 team, which actually lost three games. I felt that team athletically and talent-wise could play with anybody. They just, you know, they couldn't coach defense with anybody, and that did them in. But no, I think that I don't know what you guys if agree with that, but that's the thing for me is I just think what makes this team different is you really feel like this team can literally play anybody in college football and has a shot to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be blunt with this one. It's who's running the program, right? Like that's what it is. Marcus Freeman instills confidence in his players and the fan base and the rest of the university. And the head coach that they had in 2012, 2018, and 2020, the last time that they were in this position, liked to downplay expectations, and he wanted to set the bar lower for himself. So it made it more impressive when he kind of met them. Mm-hmm. Like, look, man, like that's the biggest difference right there, because all three of the teams had talent. I agree with you. Like the 2012 team, like you could tell that an opponent would come along that's just like they're just kind of outmanned. You know what I mean? Like, I felt that way, too. It was a special season, right? Obviously, the first undefeated one that I ever got to see. But it was just – you could tell at some point another team was going to come along and, you know, put it to the test. But to me, it's just – it's who's running the program. You have one coach on one hand that played not to lose, and you have one that makes his team believe that there's no way that they're not going to win. So that's biggest deciding factor for me. That's why it's different.
Tyler Evans with the super chat. Thank you so much. I'll give James Franklin credit. He coached very well, but crunch time, he coached like Keegan Michael Key. Hashtag 10-9-1.
Look, I love banging on.
I don't think he coached a bad game. I don't.
I love ripping James Franklin. I can't stand him in so many ways. But like I said, I disagree with his decision to go for it or kick the field goal, right? But it's not like I don't think it was a choke moment. I don't think at any point in time his team choked. I don't think they were, you know, like the interception late. I mean, I don't know what you wanted to do there. He's trying to win a football game, you know, and if you take a knee there and just go to overtime and you lose, it's like, oh, you played not to lose. And I don't know that tonight was about him being a typical James Franklin. If anything, I think his team was really ready to play tonight. I mean, really came out ready to play tonight. This is in the second half. Notre Dame was just better. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I give him credit. You know, he you know, just because his team lost late, I don't think that, and maybe I go back and rewatch it, I might change my mind, but I don't think there was anything late in that game where I felt like he got out coached or his team choked. I just think Notre Dame was better. There's not, it's, you know, some of the throws that, and we say this all the time, some of the throws that are picks against Notre Dame are incompletions against everyone else he's played this year. Some of the throws that are incompletions in this game are completions against everyone else he's played this year outside of maybe Ohio State. And sometimes it's not that they choked or Drew Aller's not good. Sometimes it's like, guys, Notre Dame's really freaking good. And their secondary's really freaking good. And Mark Freeman is a really good coach. So I'm with you guys. I think this is one of the best big games that James Franklin's ever coached. This team just wasn't as good as the one he faced. And he's not as good as Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think James Franklin coached bad at all. He had his team ready. He had them prepared. Like, I think part of it too is like, I don't really think that there was anything in this game that would have dictated him like blowing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way that the game played out at the end of the game, like, what did you want Penn State to do? You know what I mean? Like, run the ball and hope that they would get into field goal range with no timeouts left in 55 seconds. Like, that's unrealistic. Right. I don't think that at all. For Drew Aller and like the secondary, I think both can be true. I think Notre Dame secondary is elite, and I don't think Drew Aller played well. He was inaccurate. That interception that should have been an interception to Tyler Warren, he threw that up into triple coverage. I'm all for trusting your guys.
Jack Kaiser?
Yes.
The one that Kaiser made? Yeah. That was a bad ball.
Yeah.
He should have thrown that ball.
Yeah. Like I'm all for trusting your guys, especially when it's 44, right? Like Tyler Warren's a dude, but
if you're gonna trust your guy, you need to throw it about three feet further.
Totally.
And throw it high to where either he catches it or nobody catches it. And he didn't do that.
Yep.
And I'm not defending that Drew Aller played well.
Sure.
I'm simply saying I don't think this means he sucks or he's overrated or anything. I just think a lot of people have this happen. A lot of people happen to just miraculously have their worst games against Notre Dame. But to your point, Trev, is Riley Leonard put those balls where only Jaden Greathouse was going to catch that, or nobody was. You know, only Aeneas Williams was going to catch that, or nobody was. And that was the mistakes that Drew made tonight. And that's the thing that I say is the balls that were getting picked off tonight and covered tonight are touchdowns. Every other game they've played this year, except maybe Ohio State, and I think that's the thing that hurts. Hurt him is like, you know, hey, James Franklin, maybe you picked the wrong conference. Maybe you're not playing one that has the kind of athletes that can challenge you week after week after week that you need to be able to finally beat a team like Notre Dame. Sorry, I'm being a little petty there, but
Penn State should have stayed independent.
They should have stayed independent, right? You know, and what's funny is like they act like, well, Notre Dame does this for money. Well, why did you leave independent to go to the Big Ten?
For money.
For freaking money. So shut your pie hole and, you know, learn how to win a big game.
I like it. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the playoffs. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the football board and selected Jared Goff for more than 230 passing yards and Saquon Barkley for more than one touchdown. Travis Kelce for more than 70 yards receiving, and Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards. Download the app today and use code IRISH to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code IRISH to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Irish for Life 99, thank you for the super chat. I want to say thanks to Brian and IB hosting the pregame get together at Sports Miami and for the nachos and wings. It was great and love y'all. Now I can say I knew Brian when.
I didn't get a chance to have any of the nachos, unfortunately, but they looked really good. They looked really cheesy. Looked very good. And last one, fellas.
All right, Riley Walker. Taking us home. Thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it. 23-year-old fan. Oh, young pup. Most fun I've had watching the team. My dad and I were at the NIU loss and returned for Indiana. Love that I get to share the joy with my family. Love the Notre Dame and go Irish. Riley, buddy, I appreciate that more than you know because I've shared a lot of these wins with my kid and it's just, it makes it that much sweeter, that much better. And I'm putting his rear end in the back seat when we drive to Atlanta, and I'm going to try to find him a ticket. And if not, he's going to enjoy it from the parking lot. Cause he's not missing this. I'm not missing this opportunity with my kid, because I don't know when it's going to happen again. I think it will, but you know, you just never know. You got to take advantage. But, so I appreciate that, Riley, very, very much. Enjoy it with your family.
Yep. Night, Sean. Appreciate you, man. But Vince, that's going to do it, man.
Hey, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us this entire time. Another great post-game show. Hopefully we got one more in us in about 10 days, and I'm really looking forward to it. Make sure you guys stay locked in to Irish Breakdown. We're going to be bringing it to you on the regular every day until Notre Dame kicks off against whoever is unfortunate enough to play the Irish on the 20th in Atlanta, okay? So, stay locked in, national championship bound for Notre Dame. Loving every second of this. So make sure you hit that like button, that subscribe button, that notification bell. Share with your family and friends. Jump on the boards. Boards at irishbreakdown.com. Guys, for Trevor, for Brian, I don't even know what else to say except pack your bags. We're all heading to Georgia. I'm Vince. We'll talk to you next time on the Irish Breakdown podcast, everybody. Go Irish. Let's go, baby.